80s, 90s, 2K and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you found yourself spending a little more time at home than you had anticipated, which is probably the case, maybe you've been looking around and thinking about things that you could do to improve the home, whether it be repainting a wall or reorganizing the furniture, or in my case, I need to upgrade my home theater system. We've been watching a ton of movies, and it's just not sufficient, which is why when the world opens back up, I'm going to stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're now offering in-house financing, and these guys can help you pick out the system that is perfect for you and your family. They'll even get it installed. Again, when things open back up, stop by, see them in person. They're across the street from the Burley Skate Park, or give them a call today at 208-678-6997. Visited with this guy a little bit last week, and I enjoyed the chat. He enjoyed the chat, so we decided to do it again as Jean-Pierre Pete Espil from Alliance Family Services in Twin Falls joins me. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, but I got a little bone to pick here.
Go for it.
I heard that you said that me and Leah were partners in crime.
It's true, yes. To my understanding, you and Leah are partners in crime.
We are. She's awesome. She's awesome.
Dr. Leah York, of course, we chatted with her last week and the week before, and I had no idea when you guys both reached out that you guys both were from Alliance Family Services. And then I believe you were the one who said, yeah, she's my favorite coworker to pick on.
Oh, she's one of them. She's one of them. She's pretty tough, though. She's pretty tough. She doesn't let me get away with much.
Are you the clown at the office? Are you the guy who's walking around picking on everybody all the time?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much the only guy, so I kind of have to be.
It's feast or famine for you. If you don't, you're on the other end.
Yeah, my office is called the Man Cave.
Nice. And speaking of your office, I wanted to bring this up, too. It's not at your office, but you've kind of converted your home into a bit of a, I guess you could call like TV studio. You and your wife have got this great series going on Facebook, and it's one of the many examples of things that people can do where we're trying to get creative. We're trying to keep ourselves occupied. We're trying to keep ourselves busy. You guys are doing these little Facebook video segments. Tell me about them.
Well, we travel and speak together. We used to do it a lot, and we haven't done too much in the last few years, but we were scheduled to do a presentation at our church at the end of Lent, and it got canceled, obviously, due to the quarantine. So we decided to do these five videos on, you know, kind of how to deal with this difficult time and some tools for that and some inspirational music. My wife is the professional singer, and they were really well received. So we had a really good time doing that.
And those are, of course, online and available. We'll get the link to you here in a little bit. But yeah, just occupying your time. On Wednesday, we'll find out what Governor Little is doing with the stay-home order. But all the indicators are that it will be extended in some form. In some way, the social distancing, the things that we've been dealing with here for a few weeks, will continue at least for a little while in an attempt to flatten the curve and slow the spread. And, you know, there's like five or six different buzz phrases running around. And I think, Pete, at this point, you know, we're through that early part. Like those of us who are working at home, we're through the early part where you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. Yeah, I could do this. I, you know, just walk down the stairs to work every day and I got my family upstairs. Now it's getting to a point where everybody is chomping at the bit to get back to it. But I think patience will pay off in the long run.
You know, patience is one of the tools, universal tools for surviving difficult situations. And it's actually referred to by many writers as the source and summit of your strength. So the three S's, source and summit of your strength, is patience in difficult situations. And you're absolutely right that, you know, we can't know what the governor is going to say at this point, and likely we may be under some kind of an extension. And so instead of worrying about what's going to be said or when, you know, we're going to be able to return to something similar to what our normal was before, it's better to keep staying focused, I think, on right now today. You know, what can I do right now today?
And you can focus on creative things. I mean, it's a great time to tap into the creative side of your brain, much like you and your wife have been doing with the Facebook videos. I have some friends who have been experimenting with YouTube, and it's all about creating content and keeping yourself busy and trying to entertain people at the same time.
Sure. But it's also, you know, we think about people who are out of work, and they're in some extreme hardships right now. You know, I can't imagine a month with no income. It's not always easy. It's not as easy for those of us. I mean, those of us who can work from home, we're very fortunate to be able to do that. But not everybody can do that. But So what I say to those people, again, is we can't control our circumstances, but right now, today, we can make choices or do some things that could make our circumstances easier in the future. So, you know, maybe, you know, maybe there's like, I've had some clients who are college students who are like, what do I do at this time? You know? And I'm like, well, what classes are you taking in the fall? They're like, well, this. I'm like, well, what if you read a book about one of those classes? You know, what if you watch some online lectures about one of those subjects just to give you a little boost next year? Or, you know, I mean, things like that. What can I do today that's going to make tomorrow a little better?
I think that's a great idea. Instead of sitting around and kind of dwelling, which I think we've all been doing to an extent, but like you said, and I'm glad you pointed it out, folks who are going without income right now, I cannot even imagine the stress and the pressure and the depression that comes along with a lot of that.
Right.
If there's stuff that you can do to prepare yourself, because eventually we're going to get back to. Eventually, we will get back to some sort of normal.
That's right.
It's hard to see that right now, but anything that you can do to prepare yourself for that, I think is a great idea.
It's really important. And so one of the things we talk about, I'm always bringing this back to something clinical.
Sure.
But one of the terms that we use in dialectical behavioral therapy sometimes is called active passivity. And that's when you acknowledge your situation, you accept your situation, which means you acknowledge what is. It doesn't mean you like your situation. It just means you acknowledge it, but you don't give into it, right? So we could say, well, right now we're locked up, but this is not how my story ends. And right now I can do these things while I'm locked up to make things better when we're not locked up anymore.
And for those who aren't going to school or something like that, I think we all have personal goals and professional goals. Maybe you're at work and you've always wanted to learn how to use a specific software program, or maybe you've wanted to pick up a second language or something like that that'll help you in your career and that kind of thing. I mean, that's not only going to help you in your career, but that's going to help you in life.
Exactly.
Great time to do stuff like that.
And I'm going to throw one more out there. This is an extremely pragmatic example of what you just said, but even like summer projects, right? Like cleaning the garage, whatever, all the things we try to do on our house in the spring and summer. What if you did them now? And so that when you could go back to work, you could work some extra hours to make up for the lost money, or take a part-time weekend job for a little while to make up. And you don't have all these other projects. You got all those done, right? And so it doesn't always mean it's fun. It's just that there are ways to survive this if we get creative.
I've brought it up a couple of times now. I think we're all going to come out of this quarantine with the cleanest houses we have ever seen.
Yeah, and the longest hair.
I think we've re-cleaned our living room and reorganized our basement probably 4 or 5 times at this point. I wouldn't go so far as to say you can eat off the floor. But yeah, I mean, that kind of thing is great to do right now. You got nothing else going on, so why not? Maybe you've been thinking about rearranging the furniture in your living room, or maybe you've been thinking about redoing the decor in your kitchen or something like that. Instead of doing it when it's beautiful and 90 degrees outside, when the world is open to back up, do it now.
Sure, exactly. And you don't know if you could save. If there's things you can do now to get ahead in any area of your life that you can do safely, then I say do them. It gives you a sense of purpose. It helps you feel productive. It's going to elevate your mood because you're up and doing stuff, or you're accomplishing tasks. If you're not usually a list person, become a list person so that you can cross things off every day and feel like you got something done that day, you know? And any point, anywhere you can gain time or get a little bit ahead right now has no other effect than to help you in the long run, right? It's going to be a positive effect on some way, on your mood, on your situation, or it could put you ahead later if you do have to end up working more once we go back to work so that you can get caught up.
All really great ideas. It's fun to chat with you, Pete, and you're there to chat in an extended form if you'd like. Why don't you pass out your phone number and contact information and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I work at Alliance Family Services here in Twin Falls. 208-737-0572. I encourage anybody who's going through a rough time right now, get a hold of a counselor. You know, there are a lot of good agencies in town, including us. Get a hold of a counselor. And if you're interested in the videos that Brock talked about, my wife's stage name is Jamie Teeton, J-A-I-M-E-T-H-I-E-T-T-E-N. And these videos are posted at jtmusic.com on the video page, jtmusic.com.
If you just head over to hot100now.com under Brock in the Morning, click that link and go check out those videos. They're great. Pete, have a wonderful week. And again, your phone number, 208-737-0572. Pete, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Brock.
Bye-bye.